Sleeper 2020, a series of conversations with explorers, artists, and thinkers in the world of hospitality experience and design.
Hello and welcome to the Sleeper 2020 podcast. I'm Guy Dietrich, Editor-at-Large of Sleeper magazine. We are picking up where we left off with our real-life events earlier this year to celebrate our 20th anniversary. This is a series of conversations with leading explorers, thinkers, and artists in hospitality experience and design. Our aim is to take a long-term view, looking at where the worlds of hospitality and travel may be headed over the next two decades. We will look at the themes, trends, and topics that will shape the landscape in years to come. And of course, we will now be looking at this through the lens of our new reality and how the coronavirus may alter or accelerate that future. Today, we're speaking to Alexandra Champalimaud, founder and president of Champalimaud Design. With a portfolio that extends from Stockholm via Beijing and Chengdu to Jakarta and the UK, and of course, all across the Americas, she has worked for some of the world's most prestigious brands, including Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, Waldorf Astoria, St. Regis, Fairmont, and numerous independents. I'm delighted to say her practice has been a winner of our AHEAD Awards in both the Americas in 2019 for their work on the renovation of Troutbeck in Armenia, upstate New York, and in Asia this year for the renovation of the legendary Raffles Singapore. I've been lucky enough to stay at both properties, sadly before Alexandra got her hands on them, but at least I know the enormity of what she was dealing with. Furthermore, Champalimaud Design are shortlisted in the suite category for their work at the Dorado Beach, a Ritz-Carlton Reserve property in Puerto Rico in this year's AHEAD Awards. Hi, Alexandra, and welcome to our podcast.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
You have several other projects on the go, but perhaps you could give us a brief overview of the above three. That's the Troutbeck, the Raffles, and the Dorado Beach, just to give us an idea of the style of your work.
And speaking about Raffles, all I can say is that it was the most extraordinary project. That it was two city blocks of building that required our attention. And it was six years of work. We had a wonderful team, and we renovated all the rooms, all the restaurants, and all the public spaces.
So pretty much the whole project was your work.
Pretty much. Well, we of course had partners, architects, and local architects were extraordinary people, and a wonderful support system of purchasing agents. But it was our design that was the forefront of the whole change and the whole renovation. So that was quite a project, since it did last 6 years, and I'm extremely proud of it. Sukasa at the Ritz-Carlton Reserve, which we're up for an award for. I hope that does happen. It was an extraordinarily charming place.
That's the suite, I think, at the Dorado Beach. Is that right?
Yes, it is a suite. It's a long-term, family-oriented suite, and people rent it for extended periods of time. It's extremely important property for the Ritz-Carlton. It's got a tremendous personality, and it's very sophisticated in that market. And lastly, you mentioned Troutbeck, and that property is very near and dear to my heart, in as much as my son Anthony is the general partner of the hotel, and it was his vision that inspired me to, and my firm, Champalimaud, to do the design work with great emphasis on bringing up the soul of the place, which it has such incredible bones as a building. It has such a story, such history. It was actually easy in some ways to pick up that wonderful thread that people feel immediately when they walk into the space and walk into the place. It has something that it is absent except for one small area of corridors. And I think that's one of the, you know, we have an enfilade of rooms and then the dining room, and they all spill out onto this beautiful property with enormous, enormous history. Epic meetings happened in Troutbeck, and you feel all of that story somehow.
two quite historic properties there, certainly Troutbeck and Raffles. Is that a sort of a theme for you? Are you more comfortable doing this?
It does take a special art to do good renovations. That I must say. I don't think, or let me put it in the positive, I think people and firms and designers who have a sensibility and appreciation for letting things alone, leaving a lot alone, meaning we don't come in and just rip it all apart and stamp our mark on a property. What we do is we encourage it to bones. We bring up all its positives and we turn it into something very, 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 very beautiful and functional for today. You need to, in that case, understand history and stories and respect them.
Like most in the industry, you normally have a relentless travel schedule. So the lockdown probably comes as some sort of welcome relief and a chance for pause. And so to put things into perspective, could you think back to those pre-pandemic times? When was the last time you got on a plane? Where were you going? When was your last family holiday?
It feels rather distant, to be honest, and it wasn't so long ago. But one way of remembering what I've done is in shock when I look at my Instagram. Or I look at the photographs that I've taken. It's every other photograph is a new place. I'm rather glad that I'm not staying put for longer than usual. But let me tell you, where was I? My last trip took me, for my birthday actually, to London. There was a wonderful party in my honour. And that was in February.
Quite a lot of your family is based in the UK, is that correct?
Well, a son and a daughter. And their families and masses of friends. And of course, I have a history of having, and I've done lots of work in England.
Absolutely. Perhaps we can talk about the hotel in Bath and the Monkey Island on the River Thames.
Monkey Island on the Thames and the Gainsborough in Bath. And of course, we did work at the Dorchester, the top suites. Presently, we're working at Claridge's, which is rather nice.
Let's now perhaps move on once more and look at the real aim of these podcasts, and that's to explore where the industry might be headed over the next two decades. We're celebrating 20 years of Sleeper, so we want to look the sort of same distance ahead, beyond the immediate crisis we currently face. Firstly, what was going to be the biggest change in the broader sense of travel before the crisis? So how did you see the travel moving, you know, say last Christmas, last year? Where do you think travel was going, hospitality was going, and how perhaps has the crisis altered or accelerated these sorts of ideas because of the virus?
I do like to think about where we were, and there is a past because it has happened. It was extraordinarily robust, both the travel industry as well as the hospitality industry. People were just spending a lot of money and luxury was very much in people's minds.
Did you see that as sustainable?
No, I actually didn't, because one of the things that we all, well, certainly I did complain about was I didn't see enough of my family or my husband. Many people have that same problem. We were all exhausted. Our tempers were short, but something had to break. Our habits were bad. In many ways, we weren't getting enough sleep, enough rest. Some of the food we were eating was always on the fly. All those things we know have a very great effect on our well-being. And we are enjoying the small moments much more. So I think hotels and public spaces are going to have a very big job of putting down the parameters. And it's going to be a long process, I think.
How do you think hospitality design is going to develop? What do you think is going to happen from a practical side of things?
I do believe that people will continue to look to a certain amount of luxury in their lives. And they want a good experience.
What does the new good experience look like?
I believe there's going to be many more places for people to be able to meet. The actual room itself would have a much bigger working area.
Do you see a demise of the sort of the co-working idea, the communal table, the chef's table, God forbid? Is that a way that things might look in the future?
Unless we come up with some brilliant answers as regards to hygiene or I think people are much more sensitive to this. What we have been through has really marked us. So as much as we want the communal table, I think no one's going to sit at it unless people are a few feet apart. I mean, it's clearly going to last a long time. I think it's embedded in us. The biggest difference owners can do is to the service they provide their guests and the small changes that they can effect to their buildings in order to make a radically new paradigm is not going to be possible.
What are some of those small changes they could make, do you suppose?
Every project presents itself with different characteristics. There is no one solution to every hotel. I do think that we can make, for instance, in a restaurant, without any doubt, clusters, small clusters of maybe 3 tables that we can do and we should do. We can do private dinings, but clusters will probably take care of a lot of the problem.
Explain what you mean by clusters, because I'm not clear. Would you expect to have several groups of 3 tables? Is that so they're all close to each other, or should they all be equally spread apart from each other?
Within a cluster, you have 3 tables, say, with a certain amount of distance from each other.
Okay. And guest rooms, I think you talked there a little bit about the size of the guest rooms. Maybe you could recap on that.
First of all, room service, the trolley, great room for that. It needs to have room for that for sure. That is going to become a very important asset. But also you can have a table, and absolutely essential that it can be a work table, but also a table which you can eat and it should be comfortable. And maybe you can have another person up to join you. The notion of more of a suite, a bedroom with a separate sort of area, which could be dining, study, where you receive your guest in your room, that is also going to be something the driver in the future.
A bit more like an apart hotel, perhaps.
In some ways, yes. I must tell you, I have a personal regret that they can't put the best concierge in the world in a can and keep them on forever. Because to me, a hotel experience without a concierge, without a human being who actually evokes the personality of that place, is a soulless experience. So hotels will have to work very hard to create a meaningful personal experience, which is therefore, oh, Mr. So-and-so, you are welcome. So nice to see you back. And here's your favorite pillow, and here's your favorite bottle, and here's your... So at least those are so fitted out that they really... You really really do know that even though you have all this wonderful reception and concierge and people who might recognize you and take you to the lift and say hello and all that might be cut out, hopefully not entirely, because to me it's the soul of a hotel, the people. But if you can see that service and special preparations have been done in your room for you, it's all about you and your experience, I think that is going to go a long way, because I think we're going to feel much more isolated as human beings if we live this way as we're living now or a little bit into the future.
So you would see an extension to this idea of experiential travel, being local, connected, etc.
100%. And by the way, I think people are also going to choose to travel local much more, and they can a place where they can drive to comfortably. People are going to think alternatively to taking an airplane if they can.
Looking at the design of the hotels themselves, a lot of the properties you're dealing with are historic properties. Very difficult to make significant changes to volumes and structures. But would you say there'll be a tendency towards maybe a less is more type of luxury, less clutter, less places for dust to collect in little corners?
I think there's a place for that also. And I think, in fact, clutter is never good, no matter what the hotel is. You don't want clutter at all. You won't find it in my work, that's for sure. It may be more warm, more comfortable, but it will not be cluttered, ever. It's just not what we do.
But it's still very luxurious what you do.
Well, luxurious doesn't mean clutter. Luxurious means comfort and a sense of enormously high-end sort of well-being. And it does have detail. There's no doubt. But I don't think once it doesn't draw dust and it doesn't make it, I believe I believe that there's a place for minimalism. I don't think we're going to have to live in versions of sanitized kitchens or bathrooms in order to feel protected. I would agree that fussy rooms have no place in this world anymore. There's a lot of logic in what we have to work through in the future. Nothing is, it can't just be some crazy idea. There's ways to improve existing hotels big time with very thoughtful renovations, with both the product that are used as well as the new layouts and so on and so forth, without tearing them apart completely. And people, as I said, for people's health and well-being, I also believe in a skeleton staff that is very much in character with the building is important, because that takes care of people emotionally too. I mean, the guest is emotional. We are traveling. We are tired. We also want to know that we are in a place where people recognize us, people know us.
Alexandra, well, with luck, we're going to see each other face-to-face in the not-too-distant future. Yeah, I hope we can continue to explore some of the above ideas. Perhaps that might be at one of our Sleeper 2020 programs that will precede each of the celebrations we will have for our Ahead Asia and Ahead Americas awards. Alexandra, thank you very much indeed today for your insight and time. Thank you for talking about bringing out the bones of projects, about keeping concierges and making meaningful experiences. Thank you, Alexandra Champalimaud, founder and president of Champalimaud Design. Stay safe and stay healthy. Thank you.
Sleeper 2020, a series of conversations with explorers, artists, and thinkers in the world of hospitality experience and design.